Business Breakthrough Thursdays is a podcast for business owners, not just any business owner, but leaders who are not satisfied with their current levels of growth, productivity, or profitability. Leaders who are dedicated to taking their business to the next level. Leaders who want to break through. In this podcast, we'll interview breakthrough business owners, innovative CEOs, and thought leaders. People who are creating change for their businesses, their industry, and their community. Each episode will give you actionable ideas and strategies to help create your own breakthrough business. Please welcome your host, David Fionda.
Hello, my name is Todd Van Hoosier, and I am the Chief Engagement Officer here at the Business Breakthrough Network. I manage our content, including our news and commentary, and now our podcast. Fortunately, I don't have to host the podcast. We got my friend and now my colleague, Dave Fionda, to host this weekly show. So let's get started. Dave, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you found out about the Business Breakthrough Network? Why did you agree to host this podcast?
Todd, thanks for the nice intro. Right now I'm a director of Blum Shapiro, and I'm also a mentor at the Mass Challenge. But before then, I basically started five businesses and sold three of them. So I've always been very passionate about entrepreneurship, very passionate about growing businesses, very passionate about being, you know, seeing businesses grow and be more successful. My work with Blum Shapiro is to really help companies be more profitable and more productive through finance and other operational systems. But my work with the Mass Challenge is to work with startups to basically get them to grow and to be more successful. And I've had a pretty good track record there. The past 3 years I did it, I had two winners. So I just love helping businesses, and that's pretty much in my DNA.
Well, that's great. And I know that's definitely one of the goals of Business Breakthrough Network is to help businesses. But I'd love if you could tell us a little bit about Business Breakthrough Network in your own words.
Sure. The founders at Business Breakthrough Network found out about my Mass Challenge experience, my entrepreneurship experience, you know, making the circuit, doing networking, and, winning it twice. And they also knew that I did a lot of hosting and a lot of teaching. And what resonated with me about the Business Breakthrough Network is it's a community, right? So it's a community of experts and business leaders. And everyone is very passionately focused about growing their businesses faster, being more productive, and being more profitable. You know, the things that I've always heard from business owners, and I've talked to thousands of business owners over the course of my career, is it really is about growing faster, being more profitable, and being more productive. And also, I was really kind of drawn to the fact that I could host this podcast. I've done a lot of online events, particularly given what's going on in the world today. Online is becoming more important. You know, I taught at Bentley 8 years ago online. I've been doing online things since the late 90s. So I really love this format and I enjoy this format. But most importantly, I was really very much taken by the passion that people, the founders have and the experts have about helping companies grow. I think that, you know, in this environment today, it's really, really critically important because I don't think we've ever seen any kind of challenge like we've seen now. And I think now more than ever, businesses are looking for guidance. And in so many ways, there are a lot of people they can turn to about getting guidance, but the guidance is, you know, they give them some advice and they walk away. And what I like about Business Breakthrough Network's approach, in the future is, you know, the workshops they do are action-oriented and results-driven. So basically, not just giving experts, giving people advice, but also following up with them, making them accountable and implementing real change in their businesses.
That's great. That's great, Dave. Thank you. So we've been talking on and off about this podcast for a little bit, and I know this is something that was near and dear to your heart. So we already know a little bit now about the network, and we know a little bit about the podcast because we kind of touched on it. But I'm really curious, you know, who do you have in mind as the audience for this podcast? Who are you making this podcast for?
Well, I think that, you know, my goal, again, I had a pretty clean slate when the founders came to me and said, hey, let's create this thing. My goal is to really try to target the people who are not satisfied. You know, there's business owners that, you know, they're just perfectly content with doing, you know, $1 million, $2 million a year, $5 million a year. Business is humming along. They're happy as a clam, right? Putting some money in their pocket. But I'm talking to this people who want more, right? The majority of business owners don't grow fast enough. They aren't as profitable as they could be. And most importantly, they're not as productive. You know, business owner burnout, especially among small to medium-sized businesses, is a huge issue. And productivity becomes a huge issue. So, you know the way that I built my businesses, they are, you know, to rely on a lot of different techniques and strategies to be able to start them very efficiently, to grow them quickly, but more importantly, to make them profitable. And I think that's really the key is, and finally, you know, in my 35 years of working, or 40 years of working experience, I figured out a way to be more productive. And I think that a lot of business owners do that. They find that they really spend a lot of time chasing their tail and running around in circles, and they work in their business and not on their business. So that's the person that I'm looking for. I'm not looking to target this as someone who is happy. I'm looking at someone who's saying, this is not what I want. I want more. And that's what this podcast is really built for. And, you know, we're going to bring on, you know, industry leaders, experts, and business owners who have done unique things and interesting things to really grow against those three metrics: growth, profitability, and productivity.
So, Dave, I'm gonna jump here and ask you a little bit about growth, profitability, and productivity, because those are themes that that I've heard from the founders. Those are themes that run throughout the website, and these are themes that are definitely seem like they're going to run through the podcast. In your own words, can you tell me a little bit about each of those, and what do you mean by business growth, by productivity? There's a lot of different definitions of productivity. What do you mean by profitability?
Sure. You know, as part of kind of putting the elements together for this podcast, I did a bunch of research. And I basically went and I used some authoritative sources like Forbes, Inc. Magazine, Entrepreneur Magazine. And I basically said, you know, what are the challenges that small to medium business owners face? And, you know, when the founders of Business Breakthrough Network kind of hit on those three key themes, and I was able to validate those, you know, growth, profitability, and productivity. And what does growth mean? Really, when I looked at the different subsets of the challenges around growth, right? The first thing is, how can I grow faster, right? How can I identify more opportunities to be able to grow faster, right? So that involves targeting, and that involves finding the right customers and going after them. Too many business owners spend too much time responding to demand instead of creating demand. That's one of the things I think that is important around growth. The second thing, and as someone who spent his entire career selling and in business development, the second thing is bringing those opportunities down to closure in a funnel, figuring out which ones are real, figuring out which ones are not real, and focusing on the real ones to bring clients out the other end. And the third part of that whole process is creating a repeatable sales process so that you know, it's repeatable. A lot of small business owners, the problem they have is that they have the chief salesperson. And if you really want to scale your business, you have to make somebody else do that. And you do that by creating a process. Around profitability, you know, there are so many ways today that you can make your business more profitable. You know, when I started my first business in 1982, you know, I had to go out and buy office furniture, and I had to go out and buy computers, and I had to go out and buy servers, and I'd invest in all this infrastructure. So the barrier of entry was really high. Today, the barrier of entry is almost zero because using software as a service, you can start a business with very little capital investment, and you can run a business with very little capital investment. You know, your CRM system costs $15 a month. You don't have to go pay $30,000. Your accounting system costs $29 a month, right? It becomes not capital intensive, but operating expense intensive. And then the second thing around profitability is, right, is really being smart around how you can generate cash flow. You know, one of the things I've been able to do in my career successfully is really change the way you sell and collect cash quicker. You know, really doing that, because it isn't about what you sell, it's what you put in your pocket at the end of the day, right? And the third thing that I've been able to do around profitability is really identifying ways to create recurring revenue. Recurring revenue generates profits, right? So how can you transform your company from doing one-offs to doing a service that you can bill monthly and you can create predictable revenue and you can be more profitable? Around the productivity part, you know, business owners struggle. I've struggled, God, building my businesses with, oh my God, I'm working 14 hours a day and I'm not necessarily working smart, but entrepreneurs are the greatest breed of people because they just know no boundaries and they're just passionately focused on bringing an idea up. I've been there and working hard. But you know what? And that's great for the first part of it, right? That's great to bring the business up. But in order to scale a business, you've got to do a few things. And the first thing you have to do is you've got to empower your employees. You've got to basically find great people, and you've got to give them the parameters to be able to make decisions. Right? That's the first thing you have to do. The second thing you have to do is you have to work on your business and not on your business. And I've done some things. I'm a big fan of Stephen Covey and some of his tactics and metrics. And it's really improved my life to be more productive by keeping your eye on the prize. And the third thing is just using technology to be more productive. You know, there are lots of ways that we can use technology in order to improve our productivity. You know, I mean, a lot of people, so many people use email for everything. Email is the least productive medium around, but yet it's comfortable and we use it. And, you know, so those are really the three kind of things in my view that we're going to focus this podcast on is those kind of nine things around growth, productivity, and profitability. Long answer to a short question, right?
That's why you're the host, Dave, going forward. All right. So what can we expect out of this podcast every week? You know, you kind of set the stage. What's next?
Well, every week we're going to find, I'm scouring for CEOs that have done really unique things to grow, be more productive, be more profitable. CEOs that have made pivots and have been successful. That's CEOs and business owners. That's the first thing I'm looking for. The next thing is I want to talk to industry leaders who have helped people make that pivot, right? And then the third thing is, you know, anybody that's got really interesting to say or something unique to say around those three metrics, you know, maybe a noted author or a noted speaker. And every single podcast, we're going to summarize it with what's the learning from here. Again, I've been in academia. You know, I taught at Bentley, taught at Babson, taught at Northeastern, you know, as have you, teaching at BU. And, you know, my framework is always what's the takeaway, right? You can't, you know, you can sit up there and talk to a class and listen to a class and say, what's the takeaway? And most importantly, you got to be able to take something away. And that's the thing that we'll do with this podcast. Every podcast will have a very nice, concise summary with some learning. And we're going to be able to, I want every single person listening to the podcast to walk away with some idea that they then go implement in their business.
That sounds great. Who do we have on next week, Dave?
Next week, we've got a great guest, somebody that was referred to me from the Business Breakthrough Network. His name is Hal Miller. Hal Miller had a company that sold high-end popcorn in retail stores in tourist areas. So he was in Newport, he was in the Cape, et cetera. And when the whole pandemic hit, he had to shut down his retail stores. So what he did was, in 6 weeks, he was able to pivot his company to online 100%, and he grew 500%. So we'll hear the story about how Hal did that in our next podcast.
Wow. Well, Dave, I can't wait to hear about that and much, much more. I really want to thank you for joining us, not only today, but going forward as we continue this podcast in the future weeks, months, and years. So thank you so much. And to everyone out there listening, I hope you stick around and get exposed to some of the wonderful ideas that Dave and his guests have to share with us.